Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney is in for Doug. Taking your calls and text at 248-539-9797. Let's go back to the phones. And Bill is next up here at 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Gator. Hey, Stoney. Nice talking to you again, Stoney.
Thank you, Bill.
You're quite welcome. Yeah, a minor concern for me would be the strikeouts. Now, I know, Gator, that they have, you know, that's sort of a trade-off, and I understand that, and we all like the home runs, but in the playoffs, the scoring goes down, and bat-to-ball skills are, I think, that gets more important at that time of year. Now, it's like I said, it's a minor concern, but that, you know, because if they keep doing what they're doing, they should be fine. But a major concern for me is Canely, and I don't know what you guys think, but you know, he's just this magic changeup man. What does he throw that changeup 90% of the time or something? I don't know, but I'm thinking that he's gotten figured out a little bit. Maybe this is a trend. Because he was like, you know, he wasn't lights out, but he was really solid.
No, he was pretty close to lights out. And then he's had three bad outings in July that have completely torpedoed his earned run average. He had been very, very good up until this point. The back-to-back outings over the weekend were horrible, 700 runs and didn't record an out. And they had one to start July where he gave up 500 runs and didn't record an out.
Here's the other thing as far as worrying about him being figured out. I don't think it's that. I think if you look at some of the home runs, they've been right in the heart of the plate. Most of his bad, it's not that they're sitting there with, you know, the pitches anybody can hit. That's the problem, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's definitely a problem too. If he's lost, you know, he's got to have command on that changeup because.
Well, yeah, the other thing is the changeup only works if your fastball is good enough to make the changeup work, right? I mean, because that's the whole point. It has the same kind of, you know, arm angle and arm slot. You think it's a fastball, and here it comes out 10 miles an hour less, and you don't catch up to it. But if your fastball
that's my concern
is
I mean, he got an average fastball, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's average, but yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think he's got a good enough fastball to just.
Well, here's the thing, though, Bill.
Something up.
It was good enough for a long time, and thanks for the call. It's been good enough throughout his major league career. He's been a very good pitcher in the major leagues. He's been a very good pitcher this year. It's just three of his last six outings haven't been.
Right. He's pitching meatballs in the middle of the plate.
But that hasn't been a problem all year. It's been a problem over the weekend.
Right.
Location.
It's all about location.
Is that correctable? I mean, I'm sure it is. I don't think this is like all of a sudden he's lost it. And, you know, he's not going to be effective the rest of the way.
I mean, Professor Fetter, you know, has to get his, you know, stuff together and figure out what's wrong with a lot of these guys.
And they've done a great job of that as an organization. And they've been able to get by with jumping on teams early. They haven't done as much of that lately. But that was the big calling card throughout, you know, May and June was that they would jump out on teams in the first couple of innings and then – you know, just take your will right away. This team's been playing, I think I heard the stat this morning, they're one game above 500 since Parker Meadows came back to the team. Now, that's not all on Parker Meadows. It's just a little, you know, notch that you can say, okay, since this has happened. And it's not a direct correlation. It's just, I think it speaks of how the whole team has played, which is average baseball since getting off to an incredibly hot start where you'd be, you know, 20 games above 500 prior to that point. And, you know, we would look a lot better, right? Before the going into the weekend, they were 25 games above 500 in the middle of last week. And boy, we were like, this team, look at this.
I know.
Then you lose four games in a row and attitudes kind of change.
Which is normal for baseball.
Yes, this is what happens in baseball. The great Los Angeles Dodgers are going through the same thing.
But what this is like a wake-up call and a blessing in disguise.
Now, why do you say blessing in disguise?
Because it's a blessing in disguise to certain fans who didn't think there was a problem with this team at all, that they were a great team which I thought they were a very good team. It's a semantical argument. Yes, they had the best record in baseball. I just don't never looked at this team as a great team. It also could be a blessing in disguise. And I look, I don't believe that Scott Harris, Jeff Greenberg, and their staff are fooled at all by what has happened. But let's say there's a 5% that, you know, we can just ride this baby out. No, I think this is like a wake-up call. Say, you know what? We do need help. And I'd rather find this crap out now than on August the 1st. Well, how it's a blessing in disguise.
I think part of that's accurate. I think the second part may not be, just because I think that Scott Harrison is that we know what we have. Right. We have to improve, and the easiest way to improve the team is to go ahead and add bullpen arms. I think they're going to do it in twofold. I think they're going to do it through trade, and I think they're going to bring up somebody from the minor leagues help out.
They just signed some guy to the Yankees, DFA'd Hartlieb or something. I think he might actually have pitched in Toledo yesterday.
So I think that they'll do some things like that, but I think they're absolutely going to address it, and I think they'll address it with trading with another team to get somebody right now, to help the team now, I should say. It may take a couple weeks. Deadline's the 31st. We got 17 days to the deadline. Don't expect anything to happen here probably for at least a week, but I do think that we're going to start hearing names being mentioned, even though the Tigers are very tight-lipped about what they decide to do, but there are rumors that always will persist when it comes to baseball. The other questions are, do they need to address other areas of this team? Do you feel strong about the starting pitching, or would you like to see them go after a starter? We still haven't seen Alex Cobb. Not even sure if he actually exists in actual human form.
No.
They've had this rotation of guys that have come in to be that fifth starter, whether it's Gibson Long or Dietrich Enns or Cater Montero, and it's been met with mixed results. He had a great start from Dietrich Enns, his first start, awful the next start. Gibson Long has been kind of hit or miss. He pitched yesterday in Toledo, actually pitched awfully well in Toledo yesterday. And Montero has been more good than bad as a Tiger starter. And as a fifth guy, if your ERA is in the threes, I'm fine with it. That's your fifth guy. It's the front four guys that have to apply the pressure. You've got the best pitcher in baseball in Tarek Skubal, who did not pitch like that against Seattle, but it's one start. You've got Casey Mize, who's having an all-star season, who got lit up over the weekend against Seattle. I hope that's not a problem. Hope he gets right back to what he is in his next start. Reese Olson, how much faith do you have in Reese Olson?
I think he's been pretty good. Even games where he hasn't, you know, won or whatever, I think he's been pretty consistent.
And then you've got Jack Flaherty, who has been consistently getting better as his last few starts have gone. But it's also, it feels like it's the same start every time.
Right.
Five innings, two runs,
right. He
more hits and
because
more base runners.
Because the bullpen's so crappy, he needs to go deeper into games.
And that's a problem that I have.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Reese Olson. Reese Olson could look good, but he's not even getting out of the fifth inning. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see if those guys can pitch a little bit deeper. It takes the pressure off the guys in the bullpen, and they're going to have to add more players to the bullpen.
By the way, you mentioned Alex Cobb. And in the world of second-guessing, now granted it was a one-year contract for Cobb, but did they, I don't know if he would have come back or whatever, they would have given him 2 years. Did the Tigers mess up by signing Alex Cobb, and maybe they could have gone after Matthew Boyd?
Well, I mean, come on.
I said that second guessing. That's all.
Well, then it's not even a debate if you're going to second guess it, because second guessing, Matthew Boyd's having a hell of a season and Alex Cobb hasn't pitched.
Yeah, because the Tigers went and got a guy who was hurt.
Do you think every team in baseball is regretting not getting Matthew Boyd?
Not every team. Most teams are.
Right, because he's having a year that he's never had before in his life.
I know, but
before in his life.
What I'm saying is going and spending money on a guy basically who was banged up.
Right.
Thought his career was over.
I will answer the question. I will take going on a guy who's got a better track record like Alex Cobb than a guy like Matthew Boyd who had a terrible track record.
Okay.
Matthew Boyd's career ERA with the Tigers was near 5.
He was pretty damn good against him in the playoffs last year.
Great, but what has he been?
He's been an average to below average pitcher.
He's been a below average pitcher, not even average, and then this year he's having a hell of a season. which you can't predict that when you're going to be 8 years in your major league career and all of a sudden it clicks. I think that's completely unfair.
I said it might be unfair.
97-1, the ticket.